across the University of Portsmouth. Online, on your computer, in the library.
Halls, the union, and on the go, on your smartphone.
This is news that matters to you.
This is Pure FM News.
Hi, I'm Alex Watson with your latest Pure FM News headlines. A former University of Portsmouth professor has received a letter of apology from Hampshire Police 20 years after they refused to investigate his allegations of fraudulent spending by the university's then vice-chancellor. Professor John Pickering says that in 1994 he was forced out of his job as deputy vice-chancellor of the university after he blew the whistle on issues over the then vice-chancellor's expenses. Detective Inspector Martin Chudley's letter to Mr. Pickering said that the police should have conducted a more substantial investigation into fraud and corruption at the time. In a statement, the university said that Professor Pickering left the university voluntarily 20 years ago, and that they currently consider the matter closed. Since 10 o'clock this morning, it has been confirmed that a case of bird flu has been found on a poultry farm in Yorkshire. The Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, DEFRA, said that the risk to humans was very low. As a precaution, a 6-mile exclusion zone has been set up around the farm. The exact strain of the virus has not been confirmed, but the H5N1 form, which is deadly to humans, has been ruled out. This is the first case of bird flu in the UK since 2008, and comes only hours after a highly contagious strain of the virus was found on a poultry farm in the Netherlands last night. In other news, 30 years after Bob Geldof and Midge Ure's original Band-Aid hit, Do They Know It's Christmas, was released, the stars have come out in force to make a stand against the ongoing Ebola crisis in West Africa. A new version went on sale this morning featuring new lyrics and artists including One Direction, Ellie Goulding and Bono. The song was first broadcast during last night's X Factor results show on ITV. Bob Geldof has said the number of sales in just a few short hours is extraordinary. That's you up to date with the headlines, now back to more of the music you love.